sometimes a wish must develop. So we had this wish 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years ago. The answer was always impossible, not allowed, whatever. And the flower is blossoming now. John, the flower keeper.
So I have two presentations because Gustav already asked the question they're all asking, which is, this is all very nice, but can I ship it? And under what restrictions? So there's a second presentation immediately afterwards about how you can distribute apps on iOS devices. So hold your questions on that. So I've called it iWish for the same reason that Christian Werner called it Androwish, which is there's iPod, iPhone, Apple seems to be i thing, but also we all wish, and there's an expression in English, if someone says, oh, it'd be great if we could do Tickle TK on Apple devices, and someone will go, oh, I wish. So there we go, I wish. And it worked. So here it is working, and I've got, you're welcome to tinker with it later, but I've got a iOS 12 and iOS 9, 15 device, iOS 9, 15, and 9, working on it. Okay, so of course, my customer base, they're all Apple people. They don't like that I ship a coffee machine with Android. I hear about it all the time. I buy your coffee machine, if only I could run Apple. Of course, I have no competitors that even have an app. So it's frustrating, but it's just the reality that people who are Apple people don't want to try Android. So that was one thing. And then the other is that Bluetooth on Android is just awful. It's unreliable. You have to reboot it all the time. It's just, it's terrible. And Apple did a really good job with Bluetooth. So maybe the bugs would go away. So Christian already did the really important work, which is the word SDL, which is by refactoring TK to run on SDL, which is a game library that's been ported to a lot of platforms. It's also high performance. It's already on iOS. So that was most of the work already done for me. So we have different names for things. We have AndroWish, which is the full Tickle TK with batteries included on Android. We have AndroidWish, a name playing on that. And so I created iWish to honor Christian's punning. So this is essentially what happens. You've got your scripts on top of TK, on top of SDL, on top of Metal, which is Apple's user interface. I absolutely, when I was a 20-year-old, I liked using PHP because they had all these libraries, so I didn't have to deal with anything. And when I found batteries included AndroWish, this was just great. And he kept adding to it and solving all the problems. So I really wanted, especially for a device that's so closed and difficult as this, to just ship everything that I could. And so I worked pretty hard, not completely successfully, to port everything that was batteries included as well. So these things are all working. I talked before about Bluetooth, the SQLite, super important, TLS, super important. Okay. And as it turned out, it was actually not that hard. The hardest thing was SDL2 didn't want to compile. It needed some flags. Once we got it compiled, things went fairly quickly. Libraries were more of a problem. I used Claude to port to iOS 9. Because I had a 32-bit device, and I have a whole bunch of these, and they're just, you know, e-waste, and it bothers me. And Apple has locked them down; they don't allow new apps. So even if you write new Objective-C apps, you can't submit them. So I jailbroke it, which you can do with old ones, and imported it. So it's a 32-bit tablet, and the whole port of iWish runs on it. And the nice thing is, they're quite easy to jailbreak, and then you can do anything you want. You don't have to ask Apple permission. And that's an iPad Mini 1, so that's the slowest device you're going to find. And it was actually quite useful to port it, because Bluetooth is one of those things that, this happens with Bluetooth on Android, you write something, it works, and then it's unreliable. It turns out Bluetooth lets you be lazy, and then problems happen in the field. And that was what happened as well with my Bluetooth port to OS X. In trying to port it to a really old device, I found so many bugs. So making it work on the oldest, nastiest operating system made it very reliable on the newest one. But that was a useful side effect. So this is the Decent Espresso app. It's washed out, so let me just run it. Have it running here on. Okay. It washes it out as well. Okay. What I wanted to show, which I'll have to show on the tablet, is when we talk about TK, the first comment when I posted to I think Reddit's Tickle group was that Tickle TK apps look terrible on Android. And I think it's because the widgets are meant for WinRAM operating systems. So you can't see here, but this is a gray button here. Well, these are a button. You can see a little whisper of it here. And so this is a touch-friendly interface. That one looks good. So I think we desperately need a touch-friendly widget library for TK so that people could easily write apps. This should be really straightforward to do. And obviously I've done it, but I did it for my own app. It'd have to be rethought to be useful to other people. But I think we actually have a real opportunity to write, to reposition Tickle as an extremely simple way to write apps that are performant across everything. And because Tickle runs really well on old computers. And we've rewritten this app as well in JavaScript, and it requires a really brand new tablet. This app JavaScript is so much less performant than TK is. So this runs on Android 5.1 just fine. It requires Android 12 in its JavaScript version. BLT charts here move smoothly in the Tickle version. They don't move smoothly at all in JavaScript, even on a contemporary tablet. I think this efficiency that we have hard won is a real advantage. I should mention one other thing that was super interesting. I did run a profiler on this, and this thing running idle was using 88% of the CPU in the event loop. And after a lot of refactoring, was around 13% of the event loop, of the CPU rather, just sitting. So it's also pretty good with batteries, just kind of interesting. So I'll start the kind of questions. It looks like if an app is quite good, in other words, that looks nice, okay? It doesn't look like it was written in Tickle. And it's full-featured. Apple has been accepting for quite a long time apps that use programming languages inside. And the reason is that people who write games use a language called Lua a lot. And so they've had to open it up. So you're allowed to have an embedded language. There's certain things you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to load libraries, load code. But this, I'll get back to in a few months. Right now, Apple is months behind in approving apps because of the vibe coding boom. But I think if you make an app that looks good, Apple's going to approve it, and they can go on the App Store. The entire iWish, with all batteries included, is 46 megs, which is not huge. It's not adding a lot, and your code is not going to add much to it. So you're looking at 50, 60 megs of a bundle, which is quite light for going on a phone. Wish, there's no way they're going to approve that. Okay, but let's not get depressed yet. Okay, you can jailbreak the old one. That's the only thing you can do, and that works quite well. But you're not going to get customers to do that. But it still is quite neat. Bluetooth, I've talked about that already. And there's the board command running as well. Okay, my goal was to get a whole range of iOS's, those chips. The IPA is the equivalent of an APK file on Android. That's what a iOS file is. Okay. So now I'll start talking about the challenges. And Apple has a much more nuanced, layered approach to distributing your own apps than I thought. What they're really lacking is tools to do it well. And that'll be the second presentation. So the two main ways to distribute your Tickle apps, or your iWish apps, this one I like a lot. someone has an Apple ID and they're free. Pretty much anyone with an Apple device already has an Apple login. You can switch your phone or device into developer mode. It's really easy. It's VPN, you choose it, developer mode on, you reboot, that's it. It's not scary at all. You're now in developer mode just as you would on Android. Once you've done that, you can plug the device into your Mac and install an IPA, just as an APK. It's sideloaded. The thing is, in 7 days, it will expire. Okay? That's not as bad as you would think. A couple reasons. One, if you plug it back into USB, it'll re-sign, you have another 7 days. So that's one approach. Second, it's possible for your device over Wi-Fi to be pushed a new update. The first install has to be over USB. There's two steps that have to happen. One is the UDID, which is unique device identifier of your device, has to be sent to the signing device, which signs your iPad with this. You can install three apps, okay? However, it's three apps per Apple ID, and you can have as many Apple IDs as you want. Okay, and we'll talk about that a little later. So I like this because this puts no risk to you in terms of Apple coming after you. You are not signing your IPA file at all. You distribute an unsigned IPA file, people download it from the website, and then they use an app, talk about that in a second, to install it on their iPad, and they sign it, and it lasts for 7 days. Then that sideloading app pushes an update within 7 days. This is another approach, and it's kind of a midway approach, which is if you, the developer, pay $99 per year for an Apple ID, you can have 100 people out there that you can register to run your apps, 100 devices. It's actually 100 iPhones, 100 iPads. And for smaller communities where you know people, this is really quite good because it'll last a year and you don't have to submit your app to Apple for permission. You can do anything. It can be a full interpreter. Right? You can ship iWish with a command line and everything using this. So these are the two main ones. I'm not talking about Test Flight, which is an easier testing. This is the beta test program. And you can ship to 10,000 people if you go through Test Flight. However, I don't know if they're going to approve these apps. And I don't even like asking for approval. So if I can find a way, especially here, to get an Android-like sideloading experience, that's the goal. Okay. So ad hoc IDs, this is if you pay $99, you get what's called an ad hoc signing ID, which is I'm gonna add 100 devices as I go. And there's basically an API call to Apple saying, here's a UDID, I'd like you to add it to my list of 100 approved devices. I've been doing this, that's what I have on here right now. Okay. This is really risky if it's gonna go to the public. So if you're a company, this will work just fine. If it really is internal only. You pay them $300 a year, it doesn't go to the public, and Apple doesn't review it, by the way. So you can do anything you want here as well. So if you're writing TK apps for your own use, and it doesn't, I don't think it has internal distribution limits. It's at maybe 10,000. The App Store, full review, they're capricious reviewers, and there's Test Flight. Okay. So I've tried a whole lot of stuff. In fact, I spent more time getting the app on in a smooth way and refreshed than I have doing the port. I've written something called iSideload, and that's the next presentation. Sideloading, SideStore, AllStore was on this slide. I moved it because it doesn't work. I had trouble getting these to work, honestly. If you are just installing on your own device, you just pull up Xcode, you compile it, it pushes onto the device. Here, okay, but you will have a 7 day thing unless you have an Apple ID. This is super interesting. EU distribution. The EU has successfully caused Apple to allow unrestricted distribution. And there's a slide on that coming up. So because I have a separate presentation on that. So plugging in a USB cable does work. What I'm trying to work on right now, and I hope I'll crack it, there's two steps. If I want to put this out on the internet for you to download and sideload. First is I need to register your device to my ID, and then secondly, I need to push out a signed IP to you. So that works currently with a Mac. You'll see there's a QR code that pops up. I take my phone, I scan the QR code, it installs the app on my phone. I've done this part because the signing tool can port to Linux. With Zsign. So when I'm working toward, and I can't say that I have it working yet, but I've been working on a lot of stuff, is something with Navi server where basically there'd be a QR code to register your device and a QR code to install the app. And you just scan them and walk through the process. And obviously, hopefully, without anything being super scary to the end user. Okay, sideloadly is, so there's a couple options out there. I'm not the only one who's noticed that it would be nice to make sideloading work better. Sideloading is one. AltStore is another one. AltStore I lost 3 days on. Doesn't work. Doesn't support modern signing, even though it looked great. You can build it yourself. Okay. This is super interesting, okay? Which is, if you are an EU organization and you have an EU user, you don't have limits. So I'm going to come back to that in a second. This is what AltStore looks like, but it doesn't work anymore. But the same basic idea of what I'm trying to do is, there's an app, you install it, and then it installs. Okay, this is where I need somebody to help, because I don't have an EU company. But there's some paperwork that Apple wants an EU company or a school to sign, saying I'm in the EU, and you agree to revenue share. So if you sell your app, you have to send them a percent. But since this app will be free, there's nothing there. So if we could do an EU distribution of iWish for EU users, it's totally free. Okay, free as in beer, free as in freedom. Apple doesn't get in the way. They lost that battle completely. So that's huge, but I need someone to help me with that. All right, so that's that part of the presentation. I just want to show you, no, that's fine with that. So hopefully you can see this little box here. I've written that. Now, when I say I've written that, I mean with an AI, okay? Because I don't know how to write Swift. But nonetheless, it's a little plugin, and it's there to help you sideload apps in a really straightforward way. And you can have multiple Apple accounts, and it tells you how long you can sign with each one. So I've got a free throwaway one on top every 7 days, and then it shows which app I've installed, iWish, and it's on my Gil iPad, which tells me it will expire in a day. Okay, so within the next day, I need to refresh that. If it's on my Wi-Fi and unlocked, I can tap that little find button and it will push to it. What I'm trying to make work, and it should work, is there is a system where you can feed an iPad a URL and it will download and install the app itself if everything is signed and correct. And so what I'm trying to do is a system where you run an app on your iPad that's going to expire in 2 days. It notices that, it pings your Mac, and then gets the new version live over the wire. The problem I'm having is I have a mesh network, and just like the network here, it has all sorts of security stuff to keep devices from talking to each other on the network. So one way around that is to have a Wi-Fi where your Mac and your device can see each other directly. But that's quite interesting. What I also want to show you, actually I think I have a slide for it, but there's a couple ways to install. There's an AltStore repo, so this is a JSON file that says here's the file, here's the latest version. it kind of does more than I wanted because it also keeps the app up to date. I was okay with the APK approach of you install it, it stays installed. You want an update, you get a new file, you sideload it again. But nonetheless, I supported the alt store stuff. Okay, so that's that. Let me go to the presentation of this and explain why it's useful. Everyone can get a free Apple login, and the idea with having a daemon on your Mac is that it'll automatically update your apps. So if you've got an end user who's got their devices in their home or their office, and they can have a Mac around, then it will keep your iPads, your iPhones up to date every 7 days. So the app just keeps working, and you can distribute to a million people this way. There's not really a limit, because everyone is self-signing, self-refreshing. And you saw I also had it so you could have multiple accounts. So the 3 app limit is per account, but you can just get throwaway accounts from Apple. And the system will just let you have as many as you want, 3 apps per thing. Okay? Okay, that's the boring stuff. No, it's not that boring. This is quite interesting. Zsign working on Linux. The app calling back home, there's 2 ways to do it. So one is to give you a little tickle library so that your app just includes it, and then it'll do essentially a ping to the open port to try and find its Mac, when it's going to expire, or whenever you unlock it. The other, which my AI suggested and I haven't tried yet, is apparently part of signing is you can add dynamic libraries. So in theory, I can just write a little bit of Swift code that gets injected into any app automatically and loaded with the app. I'm not sure how cool people will think that is. But the app is open source, so maybe that would be interesting. That's interesting because then you don't have to modify your app. It just automatically phones home within 7 days whenever it's unlocked. So the big problem with refreshing apps is it only can refresh it if you're currently unlocked. This has been the big restriction with everyone who's not tried sideloading. And the problem is, for example, Alt Store, every 2 days will try to push it to you. And the odds of your iPad being unlocked when it wants to refresh are nil. So what I'm trying to solve is go the other way. I unlock, I run my app, it says, I'm unlocked right now, it tells the server, push now. I think I can get it working, we'll see. So this is the latest thing that's, this works perfectly well with a device that you have registered. So this iPad has been registered with this Mac. At this point, when I give it an IPA, it gives me a QR code, and then I take a photograph of the QR code with my device, and it pulls up a web page on localhost, and I install it, and it goes. Okay. So this is quite cool. Imagine if you had a company with 50 employees, you register all their iPads, from then on out, you can just give them QR codes, and this I have working in the Navi server. QR codes for new apps. Okay? And they just go to a web page, take a photograph of the web page, and up comes a simple page where they install the app. USB definitely works. That was no problem. And I'm not the only one doing that. But that doesn't really work well if you've got customers or people out in the field. Stacking Apple IDs up. That totally works too. So 3 apps per ID. Okay, here's the, this is kind of interesting too. If you have an end user who pays $99 to Apple, well, then they can have all the apps they want because they self-sign for a year. So your unsigned app goes to an end user, they sign it with their $99 per year certificate, and they can run the app for a year. So you can view this a different way. You can think of it that Apple currently allows sideloading as long as you pay them $99 a year. That's the current system. But I think I'm the first to clarify it this way. I just haven't seen it said this way. But that's the reality now. So there's the menu bar that you've seen. Okay. So that's what's working. I'm having trouble with mesh networking. I'm having trouble doing the stuff that Sideloadly does. I think Sideloadly has been blocked. So I'm only using tools that Apple approves of, with one exception, the QR code is a hack. That might stop working. Okay. So that's where we currently are. There it is. And that's the presentation. I had one thing I was going to show you, which is I'm just going to run out on the iPad and see, actually see it running. So there it is. There's iWish with a stupid icon, right? A tickle feather on top of an apple. What you might be surprised is I was fast, right? And this is the little menu I've added here. So one thing I like about my iPad is it has a trackpad. So I don't know if you can see here, but screen brightness, working.
The LNTK natively on iOS with the Borg bridge.
Okay, cool. Let me just quit that. And this is the DE1 app, which is a lot heavier. It's the Decent Espresso Machine app, but actually I just ran this, didn't I? I showed you that. But to give you an idea, I don't have an espresso machine here, but it's full. It works. Everything works, including extensions. So this is loading tickle code. Like, Apple has not told me I can't do anything. So this is everything I can do on a desktop. I'm kind of happy. And it runs significantly faster and more reliably than on Android. Thank you. It is on my website. There's two different distributions. So one is the modern iOS one, which exists as essentially a patch and a bunch of scripts, because I didn't have to change that much code. So there's that. The iOS 9 one is all the code, including all the dependent libraries, because there were a lot of changes to dependent libraries to make it work. But in both cases, there's binaries you can just download and install. Like this IPA, that, I literally just installed this using iSideload onto this here. So you will be able to do the same thing. Okay, any questions?
I'm back in. Keyboard.
Yes, I wonder how you make this Polish user interface for the for this coffee making machine. Is this something that relates on just a canvas, which is, by the way, anti-aliased on Apple systems, or is it a button with special graphics as a DTK thing, or what else?
Let's see if I can get it back in.
Yeah, we have 5 years of John's presentations now. It was 5 years ago.
So let's see if it pulls up. Okay, so like this, for example, this is an open source app on GitHub. There is, if you search for Decent DUI, D-U-I, it's the Decent user interface, and all the primitives for all this are all there. It's nowhere near what it needs to be for
how's the glow effect?
I don't know what you mean exactly, but if I try to, that's complaining that my input probably is not right. But I replaced the keyboard so that it would work everywhere the same way. But this is my user interface designer coming up with how he wants things to look. And this is just a full screen canvas, and everything is just drawn as canvas primitives. These are not actually getting TK events. So everything is graphics, and then you define rectangles that are tap zones. Okay. And that allows me to avoid things like small things that are hard to tap, like the word cancel, is actually got a tap zone that's as big as the confirm button, for example. Anyone else? You're welcome. I have the iPads if you want to play with it, but I'm pretty excited with this. I'm gonna keep working on the sideloading stuff, because that seems to me that's the big unresolved question. Yeah.
I mean, from my side, it's the number of options is overwhelming.
With the signing, yeah.
And it's just a question of your you've digged into the thing and you think that the whole large set of options will remain there, or will there more options come? What is the
So on my website I have a TLDR that tries to restrict it, and so the good news is if your users are European and you're in Europe, then you can just sideload, there's no more questions.
Okay.
Then that's really easy. And what they'll need to do is download one of the sideloading programs. I'd recommend mine because everybody else is trying to sell you something as a store and commissions. Mine is open source and not selling anything, it just sits as a basket. So if you're in Europe, it's really easy. And then in most cases, I think people, I'm a bit nervous about the 100 user $99 thing because there's reports that Apple will just cancel your account if they don't like you, and of course you can't appeal.
It looks to me they tried out various versions of sideloading, how it might work and how it would be accepted, and they will use it afterwards because also for them it's a mess.
Yeah, so I think the best approach, and it works pretty well, is either you're European or you distribute an IPA that isn't signed and you just tell people these directions. Reboot in developer mode, run iSideload, load the IPA, log into your Mac account with it, you're done. And that's it, that's the process. And that's not too bad, I can do that in a little video. And once iSideload is installed, it should be straightforward. One of the things I was thinking about was having a .dot extension, like .dot iSideload. So if you downloaded the file and double clicked it, it would just install because it'd be associated with the app. That's the level. Right now I'm still in the how far can I make Apple's convoluted restrictions disappear.
Any other question?
Thanks very much.
John Buckham.